this morning we had a good day, didn't we? But here we are on day two and nothing. We're skunked. We can't find the spot.
Ketchikan-based artist Ray Troll is doing what expedition leaders do when they've accepted that they're off track, reflecting next to the campfire.
And that's actually the beauty of this stuff. You may think you know where the fossils are, but you know, especially in Southeast Alaska, they are not easy to find.
Troll is a self-described paleo nerd. He spent his life drawing animals, living and extinct, and learning from the people who study them. One thing he's learned is that all landscapes hold evidence of their geologic past. It's just Southeast Alaska's is hidden with trees and water.
You gotta have a friend with a boat, you know, or an airplane.
Troll's friend with a boat is Joseph Quitsland, a metal worker and artist from Petersburg. Also on the trip is Ketchikan UPS man, pilot, and poet Tom Fowler, who's known Troll for years.
We're politically opposites, but we seem it's Alaska, and political opposites can exist together in Alaska.
And Dave Strassman, who first met them just before the birth of his son, Carson, who's also on the trip. During that time, he was preparing to follow his wife to Ireland, tying up loose ends at their house in Ketchikan and building model planes in his spare time.
Well, the UPS guy kept delivering. He goes, "What are you delivering? What is all this stuff here? It looks like model planes. Well, I'm a pilot." Oh. I go, "Well, look at my shark's teeth." He goes,
grabbed Ray one day and I said, "You got to meet this guy." I said, "He's got dinosaurs that dance in his garage." And so we went out there and he had these three little dinosaurs that you could pick any song you wanted. And he would interact with them completely wireless.
And when you ask him what he does and what he's a ventriloquist.
Strassman prefers the title entertainer. Anyway, these guys share an obsession with what some call deep time. They're retracing a trip Troll took with a paleobotanist a few years ago in the Tongass National Forest. The first morning, we wait for low tide and hop off the boat. We're looking for plant fossils from the Cenozoic era, about 55 million years old. This island was tropical then, with palm trees and
tiny horses. Would have been about the size of maybe a beagle. The dinosaurs are gone by then, but then at that point, there were these large birds that stood maybe 8 feet tall. There's debate as to whether or not they were meat-eating birds or they're plant-eating birds. I like to think that they snacked on the tiny horses, because that's an image I've drawn a few times.
The group spreads out along the beach, tapping at the sandstone to make the layers come apart.
Sometimes they break right in the right spot, and there's something pretty phenomenal in there.
We find sandstone that flakes off like paper. It's coated in black splotches that represent really old plant material. But we're looking for something sturdier and better to find. At one point, everyone congregates around this one slab. The corner of a leaf is sticking out from between two layers. Fowler and Dave Strassman's son, Carson, try to make a clean break.
Don't let it fall. Look at that. Carson. What do we got? What do we got, boys?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Look at that. It's a forest floor. Look at that. Holy schmackoli.
This may be a good time to note that it is legal to collect roughly 10 pounds of plant or invertebrate fossils in national forests. I'm not using any of the names of the places we visited because scientists and enthusiasts want to make sure that some of these fossils stay where they are. Speaking of science, we find the spot where researchers a few years ago cut out a giant palm leaf that's part of a new Smithsonian exhibition. The next island we visit is where scientists found a fully intact fossil of a marine reptile called a thalassosaur. And it's where you heard us earlier, on day two, standing around the campfire, a little humbled after not finding the 250 million-year-old Triassic fossils that Troll knows are somewhere nearby.
These rocks were actually part of an island chain and maybe even a subcontinent that was way the heck over by Australia or Hawaii and beyond, at least. And they were on a conveyor belt across the Pacific Ocean, the ancient Pacific Ocean, that has ground against North America and gone under North America. And there's shards that split apart and kind of ooze to the side. And that's what this stuff is right here.
All of these islands we're visiting showed up at different points in Earth's history.
You know, just drives home this idea of a dynamic, changing, fluid planet with a deep, deep history that will just blow your mind. And actually, you begin to look at this landscape and it almost melts before your eyes.
Of course, this history is still unfolding. Although Troll and his friend Fowler disagree on some of the politics around climate change, they both agree that it's happening.
And I know Tom's looking at me with he's raising his eyebrow because he's getting all, but
believe in change.
We know that the world is changing rapidly right now. The weather systems are changing. We're trying to understand it.
He says the answers are literally beneath our feet. The next day, we take our fossil-fueled boat to a different island. We find the remnants of animals that existed on the other side of the Permian-Triassic extinction, which scientists consider to be the largest in Earth's history. Reporting from remote Southeast Alaska, I'm Alana Elder.
Just give me a brachiopod.